Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We started the book of good manners, of adab, good manners, and under that the first chapter that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought, the chapter on modesty, the virtues of modesty, haya, and encouraging people to implement it. Haya, as we explained, that is very, very integral part of Islam. It's a special trait. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that every deen has a special trait, and the special trait of Islam is modesty. Unlike other religions and other deens and other people, not all of them, but many of them, you'll see it, that it doesn't matter what we do, what we eat. We live once, we've got this life that we are here, so enjoy it and do whatever you want, do whatever you please. Dress however you want. But Islam is one of modesty. All the time a person is told to dress properly, to dress modestly, even to such an extent that a man also is told to wear loose clothing, not revealing clothing, to be covered. And you find that modesty of such a level that some of our pious of the past had, that even that topi also, that in the home they won't take out the topi, and sometimes at the time of sleeping also the topi will be on. Such a high level of modesty and haya Islam teaches us. And other religions, doesn't matter. Sometimes how the daughter is dressed in front of the father, he doesn't care. Sometimes how the mother is dressed in front of the sons, that also is of no concern. So therefore we must make a lot of shukr that Allah Ta'ala has given us such a beautiful deen. This deen has got such a high level of modesty in it. The way we speak, the way we talk, the way we interact with people, ghair mahrams, etc., you'll find that there's always this barrier of parda there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wife were known as the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers. But yet, they also were told, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّا, that remain within your homes. So all this is a sign of iman. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that haya and iman, Qurana, they are two inseparable entities. That you remove one, you have removed the other. So therefore, we also have to see that to what extent we've got haya in our lives. Haya is a thing that doesn't just automatically you find it in a person. It comes, it's a quality that is developed over time with who a person mixes, with what he listens to, what he reads, etc. It influences a person, and then this makes up the makeup of a person, the choice of language. And look in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even the words that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to use were full of haya. So therefore when we're even selecting the words, what words to use, that also should be words of haya. The first hadith of Abu Dawud, in Abu Dawud Sharif, ذهب المذهب, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would enter into a madhab, إذا ذهب المذهب, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go far away. This word madhab, ulama explain, is actually means, dhahaba yadhabu means to go away. Madhab is a place of going away. So why is this madhab here is actually used for the word toilet? But the word madhab is used, in other words, there's so much of haya even to use the word toilet directly. Therefore a person, you'll find that even in our culture, you find, I'm talking about our culture meaning our deen, our thing, and as well as the other people, you'll find that I need to go to use the lavatory, I need to use the WC, I need to relieve myself, I need to go to the gents. Even they also sometimes you'll find won't use the direct word, because this is a word of haya. Unfortunately, this haya is leaving our society so much that to use rude words and to use explicit words also now becomes a thing of the norm. So therefore we have to be on guard, we have to be careful that all the time the words I'm using, the way I'm conducting myself, what I'm doing, how I'm doing, all this should be, we should be careful that is in a dignified manner. So we'll do one hadith today. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, al imanu bid'u wa sab'un wa bid'u wa sittun ash-shu'ba, fa afdaluha qawlu la ilaha illallah wa adnaha imatatul adha anit tariq wal haya'u shu'batun min al iman, muttafaqun alayh. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that iman has more than 70 or more than 60 branches. So iman either has more than 60 or more than 70 different branches. The best of them is to bear witness, to say the kalima la ilaha illallah, that is none worthy of worship except Allah. And the lowest branch of iman is to remove a harmful object from the path, something that somebody can slip on. There's some broken pieces of glass on the way. There may be a banana peel that's lying on the floor. something that's harmful, people don't like and dangerous, person moves this. This is the lowest form of iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentioned, وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. Haya, this quality of being modest, being shy, this is part of iman. Ulama explained that why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mention this separately. First, he mentioned قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. This had got to do with a person's belief. Person's beliefs are right. In other words, his connection between him and Allah Ta'ala is corrected. The next part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking about correction between himself and other people. He's removing things from the path. In other words, he's not causing any harm to people. Forget causing harm. He's saving others from any type of harm. So here the first part of the hadith is speaking about huququllah. The second part of the hadith is speaking about huququl ibad, rights of people, rights of Allah. So here the whole of deen is covered. That a person is now very careful about all his duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's careful about his duties towards people. So the whole of deen is already covered. Why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mention وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ? To show us that what an important quality haya is. That if you got this haya in you, that this haya is a branch of iman, if you got this haya in you, then it will help you to fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will help you to fulfill the rights of people. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this quality separately. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to bring this haya in our life. That we do everything in such a way, such a manner, that we don't do it in a manner or a place that Allah Ta'ala would not like us to do it. So a person is careful. Whatever he's saying, Allah is aware of it. I shouldn't be saying it like this. I shouldn't be talking in this, with this language, with this tone, with this style. I should not be acting in this way. He's either fearing the reproach of the people, fearing the reproach of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He's shy. That how can I do such a bad action in front of people? Because of the shyness, it stops him. Or he is frightened now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take me to task. So a person doesn't do it. This is what you call haya. Allah ta'ala grant us this quality of haya. If we have this haya in our life, it will help us in many, many different aspects of our life. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.